greatly to be praised. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. I sing praises to your name. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, Lord. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Cause your name is above all names. You're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all names. Your worthy of all our praise. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. Yeah, your name is above all names. Yes, your word, the of all of my praise. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. Say, mighty are the works of your say, mighty are the works of your hands. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. Your name is above all names. You were the of all of our praise. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. Hallelujah. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. You're mighty. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all of our praise. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. You're mighty. 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 Hallelujah. You're mighty. You're mighty, Lord. You're mighty. Hallelujah. You're mighty, Lord. Hallelujah. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Always sing, how great. How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Always see how great, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? Always sing, how great is our God. Your name is above all names. You're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hands. Say, mighty are the works of your hands. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Always sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Always see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Always see how great is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Everyone here. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come to you this morning. We're so grateful for this day that you have made. Father, we thank you that you had your angels encamped around about us as we slept. We thank you, Lord, for the safe place where we can gather here on the Master's Call to hear a word from the Lord. Lord, we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa, who were obedient to your call, O Lord, who were obedient to your voice to start this Master's Call over 9 years ago. not knowing that during this time a virtual sanctuary was going to be what would keep us strong, Lord, as we go through this COVID-19 season. Oh, God, we just know that you are in the midst of it all, and we know that you have an exit strategy for this COVID-19 because you knew about it before the beginning of the world. So thank you for the word that's going to go forth to enrich, enhance, and empower us. Thank you for each and every family member and the new family members who have joined us this morning. Oh, God, we just ask that you continue to do what only you could do, and that is reach out your hand to provide, oh, God, for all that we stand in need of. Lord, we thank you for the speaker who will bring a rich word that we know is going to be a blessing. Would you continue to strengthen her? Would you continue to bless her? Would you continue to download your word from heaven? Oh, God, and Father, whatever her hands touch, let her prosper therein. And then, Lord, we want to lift up our son, Christopher, as he is traveling from Alabama back to Texas. Keep him, oh, God. Have your angels encamped around about him. And, oh, God, we do lift up our mother, Sarah, Minister Wanda's mom. Father, you are a God who can do the exceedingly abundantly and above. You are the one who healeth thee. You are the one who said that you wanted us to have life and that more abundantly. So we're trusting you that for her on this side of heaven. Now, we bind that old slew-foot devil in the name of Jesus, because not only does he not have any place on this call, but he has no place in our lives. And so we cast him into the pit of hell where he belongs, him and his cohorts. We give you praise right now because he can't stand our praise. And we say hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TNC family, has been a blessing to greet you on this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I really do love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yep. Good morning, my sister. Can you hear me? This is Bonita.
Oh, yes, my sister Benita. God bless you. So good to hear your voice. This sanctuary platform is yours.
Thank you. And it gets good to be heard. Amen? Yes, amen. I just want to thank you for doing what you do. And you know I need to tell you this. Please give my friend Wrigley a wet kiss. Because you know I love him. And for those that don't know what I'm talking about, we're talking about our dog. I love her dog. We love our four-legged furry friends. So good morning, family. My name is Minister Benita, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. We're going to enrich, enhance, and empower you this morning. And we want to thank the psalmist for bringing us in with the praise and worship. Each and every one of you that announced your name and when you came on the call, those that have been in the line of service for this country, I've got so many family members, myself, my dad, my grandfather, aunts and uncles, my aunt, my mother's sister, my first aunt was a nurse in the military. So we want to thank you. Because of you, we are able to be free in this country today. So we get prepared for what's going to come forth this morning. You're going to get fed, and we want to bring you into our virtual sanctuary. Have a seat and get prepared with the Bible, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Put on your virtual seatbelt because the word is going to rock you today. This group was co-founded by two women, doctors P.K. Roberts-Patton and Vanessa Weatherspoon, October 2010. We are celebrating our 10th year in a few months. So this is a momentous, besides it having the way it came in, it is a big year, 2020, a new decade and a time that we are going to be within the confines of the TMC for 10 years. So we are so excited because the word of Psalms 88:13, but to you I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you was the scripture that was used that we were founded on, because it is the mission for us to enrich, enhance, and empower you. If you have any messages that you'd like to convey or share with the group, please do so. Well, let's do the website. Okay, let's do the website first. Our website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. You can go there and you'll see the bios. You'll see more information about this call. It is a great, you can sit there and peruse it, read historically anything that was shared on this call. And if you want to go ahead and send us an email, we also have an email address. And that email address is, okay, I thought I knew it by heart. Yeah, info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. 2020, again, is a momentous year, and we're almost halfway through. You know, this is May 26th, right? And this year has just gone by so quickly. With all that's going on and happening this year, it just seems like it has taken wings. But we have a theme. We have a theme, and that theme is with supernatural eyes of faith in us. And through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. With supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. Amen. I want you to resonate on that for a second, because I'm going to soon turn this call over to our guest speaker. But that says a lot right there. If you have any prayer requests, praise reports, if you want to be a part of this team, because we're opening the doors. I heard a lot of new voices on the team, and we would love to hear some baritone voices here. If you want to sing, you have a word you want to share, if you want to do what I'm doing, if you want to greet what Minister Willow was doing, you can do that through that email address. Just send it to info@themasters, again, that's plural, masters, themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or Minister Brenda Terrell will contact you and get with you on that. Fridays, we have an extra time where we do our prayer requests and our praise reports. So Fridays is a big day for us, and we welcome you to come on Fridays. We welcome you any day, but Fridays is a day we set aside for that. I'm not going to take up any more time, because I too want to hear the word. This is a very, like I said, we're going to have a speaker that's going to come forth that's going to really knock your socks off. One more piece of information immediately after this call is the morning motivational call. And they're going to share, this is Tuesday, so this is Presidential Tuesday. The morning motivational call is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617 pound. If you are having any challenges with your provider that's charging you, there is a number that you can use for that, and it's 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. Some of the providers do take an extra mile and want to charge you to get fed by the word, but we have a solution to that. So let me just real quickly tell you that the next voice you will hear is Minister Kai Brown, and you heard her come on, and she identified herself, her son. She's a mother. She's an aunt. She's a prophetess. She wears many hats, right? But she is a true woman of God that eats and sleeps and chews on the word. So I could tell you a whole bunch of items about her, but you can go to that website and read them yourself. because we want to make sure she has the full allotted time to nourish you this morning. And the next voice you will hear is Prophetess Kai Brown.
Thank you, Minister Benita, for hosting with such Jesus joy. Thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting us and opening us up with prayer. And to our psalmist of the morning, Minister Roslyn, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, please know that I do not take it lightly that you give me this opportunity to come forth and say what thus says the Lord. And I thank you for your yes in creating the master's call and your obedience to God through the process. And of course, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who is the head of my life. I give him all praise, all glory, and all honor because it is due him. So we are going to get right into the word for today. And today's message is titled, The Four R's of Relationship with God. The Four R's of Relationship with God. And this is going to be a series. I am under no illusions that I'm going to get through all of this today. So as I began the process with this message, and it started, I think, almost 2 years ago when this message actually started to form, just through my own process of relationship with God. But I was struck by what God was revealing to me. He was dealing with me and my process in relationship with him. Now, I didn't get all four pieces at one time. Actually, I only have three complete, so we are still in process of working through this word. And when we're dealing with the four R's of relationship with him and how his children process through those four R's, so we go from regret to repentance, from repentance to redemption, and from redemption to his righteousness. So those are the four R's of relationship with God. And if we are honest, each of us is always somewhere along the line in that process at all times. I mean, at all times, we are either regretting something we've done and moving to repentance, or having repentance and basking in the redemption that comes from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, or in that righteousness, because we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So we're always somewhere along the line in that process of the four R's. So today we're going to start by looking at regret. And regret is defined as to feel sad or repentant or disappointed over something that has happened or has been done, especially a loss or a missed opportunity. So if we consider what the Bible says about regret, we first have to start with what regret is. And the Hebrew root of the word regret actually means to sigh. Now, we have to look at, in the Bible, speaks of how God regretted an action he took. Now, God's regrets and man's regrets are completely different. Man's regret stems from a place of bad choices, sin, or simply a lack of knowledge. God, on the other hand, is all-knowing and does not make mistakes. So for God, the concept of sighing is more a descriptive term for the kinds of regret God experiences. Genesis 6 and 7 says, "So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them all the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret having made them." Now, do not be deceived. God did not believe he had made a mistake in creating human beings, but that his heart was sorrowful. He was grieved as he witnessed the direction man had chosen to take. Since we serve an all-knowing God, he knew beforehand that sin would come into the world and bring consequences. So he was not surprised by it, as we see in 1 Peter 1 and 20, or Ephesians 1 and 4, or Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. See, God made, in the beginning, he made provision with Jesus having created him, from as Jesus being a part of him from the beginning. So he understood that man would sin and there would be consequences, but he was grieved by it. Instead, this gives us a glimpse into the character of God, and it shows us that even though he already knew we would sin, even though he already knew that Adam and Eve would fall, it still grieves him when we choose sin over our relationship with him. So we should not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, but our sin does just that. So we have to be honest and know that God's regret is different from man's regret. See, man's regret in general occurs in two different ways. Man either makes a foolish or unwise choice, or he makes a sin choice. And these two shortcomings, these two things have to be handled differently. See, each category of mistake, whether it is a foolish or unwise choice, or it is out and out sin, requires a different response. For example, let's take the idea of a foolish or unwise choice first. These situations from our past that we wish we had done differently, choices we wish we may had different, had made different choices, things that are not sin, but still we regret the choice we made. For example, some regret the college and career path that they have chosen. After attending a university for years and receiving a degree in their chosen field of study, a person fruitlessly pursues a career in their degree field, and they regret the college choice and the career path. Now, the choice of the college and the major was not a sin. And at the time, it probably seemed like a good choice, something we thought we were interested in, something we thought we wanted to do. But we realized years later it was not. This type of regret we can deal with by standing on the word of God in Romans 8 and 28, which says, and we know that all in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. See, in that type of regret, we can ask God to make it work for our good. We have the opportunity to say, Lord, you know what? This isn't what I planned, but I'm seeking you for your will with this situation. I'm asking you to have this thing where I made an unwise or foolish decision to work for my good and your glory. See, we can go to God and say, Father, your word says that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And then we can begin to seek that purpose. So we have to choose to focus on the positive aspects of all that we learned in that situation. See, because with that unwise choice or that foolish choice does not mean that it wasn't a lesson to be learned in it. We have to make sure that we take what God has taught us, because nothing is by accident or by chance, but that we take that thing that we learned from our unwise or foolish choice and we walk out what God is showing us, what we have learned in that process. Nothing was wasted, and he can use even our immature decisions for good if we trust him and seek his word and his way through the rest of that situation. Peter is a good biblical example of someone who deeply regretted foolish decisions. Although it is clear through the word that Peter was committed to Jesus, his fear made him run away when the soldiers came to arrest him. And later he denied the Lord three times as he was being taken to be crucified. His actions did not come from a place of sin or the desire to sin, but from impulse, spiritual immaturity, and fear. That's right, they came from impulse, spiritual immaturity, and fear. Peter clearly deeply regretted his actions and wept bitterly, as we are told in Luke 22 and 62. Jesus knew about Peter's regret and specifically sought him out after his resurrection to speak with him, to comfort him. We learn from this that our regrets are not hidden from God, and that God desires to restore us when we return to him. We can see this in verses such as Malachi 3 and 7 or Jeremiah 24 and 7. Now, the second type of regret comes from our sin choices. This type of regret can, for many, leave scars. For example, after a lifetime of selfish debauchery, some people in their later years are so overwhelmed by regret that they cannot experience joy. The consequences of their sin for themselves and others may haunt them for years. The pain of the regret can drive us to decisions we would not otherwise make. A biblical example of this is Judas. After he realized that he had betrayed the Messiah, Judas was so filled with regret that he tried to undo his actions by returning the blood money. When this didn't work, he was so overcome by his regret that he committed suicide. God's desires for our regret are different from the enemy's desires for our regret. See, the enemy has a desire for us to sin or for us to make unwise choices and to have regret. See, that regret leads to guilt, and that guilt leads us to shame, and that shame leads us to condemnation. That way, that condemnation, we get stuck in the emotional muck and mire so that we cannot process through. We cannot make any progress because we're stuck. The enemy desires that we lose all focus on God's plan, his love, his grace, and his mercy. The enemy desires that our regret robs us of our faith, kills our dreams, and destroys our joy. But that shouldn't surprise us. That's his job. And he's had years to practice his trickery. And sometimes that costs believers years of unnecessary suffering. See, but like the prodigal son, when we come to ourselves, we know that God and we know that God's word in Romans 8 and 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. See, the enemy, if he has his way, our regret will lead to self-destruction. It will lead to us being stuck. It will lead to us not pushing forward in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for our lives. See, the enemy desires our regret to be such a burden that we cannot move under the weight of it. Oh, but we serve a loving God who desires something different. See, he desires that regret, which sometimes still turns into guilt, to lead to conviction and not condemnation. See, because when we are convicted, then we turn to him in repentance. See, God desires that our regret leads us towards repentance and correcting our relationship with him. So I have reached my time for today, and we will come back the next time I'm before you, and we will continue with repentance as we process through the four R's of relationship with God. Minister Benita, back to you.
Thank you, Prophetess Kai, and we look forward to the series. Again, just so that you know, I encourage you to listen, or we encourage you to listen to this word again. And here's the playback. It's 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. 1085, and it's the same pin, 957-677-pound. Let me do a little housekeeping, and immediately after this call, just again, it's 712-770-4005, and that's the morning motivational call. This is Tuesday, so it's Presidential Tuesday, 712-770-4005, and the pen is 294617-pound. With this pandemic, we are very savvy about Zoom calls and conference calls, and so we've been we're in a new phase, right? There's a new normal for us to communicate. We want to thank Prophetess Kai for that word, how it enriched, enhanced, and empowered us today. So you can refer back. You can listen to it again. I want to thank Psalmist for bringing us in, my lovely Minister Willa for seating and greeting us, Minister Kai for that word, and she's going to come back and do the benediction. So you will hear another voice, and the last voice on this call will be her voice. So I'm just making sure I'm giving all the information before. Yep. So after this call, you want to go to the morning motivational call. You have that information. Once again, if you are being charged by your carrier, there is a bypass number. 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. I think I've done all the housekeeping. You've got the morning motivational right after this call. We want to thank again all those that in the line of service for this country. We should not just have one day. It's just like Mother's Day and any other special day. Don't wait for the calendar to tell you thank you or we appreciate what you're doing. So we want to thank you again in lieu of yesterday being Memorial Day. We want to thank you again for all those that served. And there were times in the military that it was not comfortable being a person of color, right? So I personally recognize that, and I, again, like I said, I've had many members in the military, so thank you, thank you, thank you for all that you did and do for this country. Now, my name again is Bonita, and I appreciate that you allowed me to serve you today. And now the next voice that you will hear will be Prophetess Kai that's going to give us the benediction.
Thank you again, Minister Bonita. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we thank you for allowing us to come together yet again to spend time under your word. Father, we ask that you touch all hearts and minds, Father. We pray that you continue to be with those who are suffering through this COVID-19 time. Lord, we ask right now that you continue to touch their hearts, minds, and bodies. We pray for Mother Crutchfield as she just continues to walk out this COVID-19 situation. We pray for Wanda and her family. Lord, we ask that you continue to be with Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the Des De Leon family. Father, you know every need spoken and unspoken. So we want to make sure that we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor that is due you. Father, as we leave this call for your presence, we want to honor you in all that we do. So we thank you for our big brother, Jesus Christ. We thank you that you continue to work it out for our good and your glory. And we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we say amen, amen, and amen. We are so glad that each and every one of you have joined us here this morning on the Master's Call. And we hope to hear you again tomorrow morning. Goodbye.